Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A representative from Knoxville's sister city, Warrnambool, Australia, would like to invite us to come for a visit down under. Let's go in depth with David Mills, general manager of the Premier Speedway, Warrnambool, Australia. Well, David, you're general manager at Premier Speedway in Australia, and it's Knoxville's sister city, Warrnambool, right?
That is correct, yes. That's a relationship we've built in the last couple of years through Premier Speedway and also the Knoxville Raceway here, in particular Brian Stickle, who's been a big driving force behind that relationship coming together. And this coming January, I think all the paperwork will be formalised, and when you drive into Warrnambool, you'll see a big welcome to Warrnambool, sister city of Knoxville, Iowa, which will be very, very cool.
Well, that's neat. And I'm pronouncing Warrnambool right?
That's correct. That, yeah, you do a great job.
Yep. Okay.
Really good job.
Well, I guess we better get used to that, right? Sister cities and all.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Warrnambool's already got two other sister cities, which are around through business relationships in China and places like that. So to have a sport-based and tourism-based sister city, which is the way we're looking at it with Knoxville, Iowa, is very exciting times.
Well, and so what's the purpose behind it? You said tourism and business.
Yep, it's basically, if you look around the Nationals this weekend, there's a lot of Australians here and a lot of people from our region down in Victoria, the state of Victoria, which is, with Warrnambool being 3 hours west of Melbourne, there's a lot of our people here. Come our races in January, there'll be a lot of Americans over there as well, following the races, whether it be competitors, crew chiefs, or just race fans. So that's the catalyst for the relationship between Warrnambool and Knoxville, is to try and increase that tourism base and continue to bring people out to both events, whether it be the Grand Annual Sprint Car Classic in January or the Knoxville Nationals here each August.
Well, you sure are right. A lot of Australians, I love the Nationals. I talk to a lot of people, but I bet I've spoken with a dozen Australians.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I mean, so that means that there's many, many more here.
Yeah, that's correct. I think without being silly about it, I wouldn't be surprised if there's not somewhere in the 1,500 range somewhere here this weekend. There is a lot of Australians here in all capacities. Obviously, we've got guys racing. A lot of Australian crew guys are on teams, whether they're American-based teams or the Australian teams. Obviously, their families are travelling with them. And then there's the race fan element. Of course, we've got commentators here this weekend as well. It's just phenomenal. It really is. Where we're sitting in Section D, there's a pocket of us there, and I think there's about 20 Australians just around us that we can pick up right on each race night. So it's everywhere we turn, someone's saying hello, and it's in that very familiar Australian accent. So there's a lot of us here.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with David Mills, general manager of the Premier Speedway, Warrnambool, Australia. Can you take me on an imaginary journey? Let's go to Warrnambool. Can you tell our listeners what they might expect to see there?
Yep. As I said, we're 3 hours west of Melbourne. A lot of Americans here have the 12 Apostles and the Great Ocean Road. Warrnambool's a coastal city, about 32,000 people population. It's what we'd call a rural city. Very strong dairy farming base around our region as well. That's probably our backbone of our industry in that particular neck of the woods. A lot of tourism around the Christmas time, January time, which is our summer. A lot of our caravan parks, which is similar to trailer parks here, are booked out throughout that period, and our accommodation houses are very full of tourists coming to enjoy the beaches, beautiful beaches. We have whales that come in too and migrate to our part of the world from Antarctica during our winter time. So it's a very very pretty part of the world, as I say, with the coastal views, plenty of infrastructure. It's to put it in layman's terms for the Americans, nothing's different. We're not there's no kangaroos bouncing up the street. All the Crocodile Dundee was a fictional character. We've got to put that into place, but it's just everything's here that you guys have got, like your international chain stores, all that type of thing are all there. We operate exactly the same as you guys do, except for our toilets flush a little different. But it's I don't think, and driving on the other side of the road is the other big difference, but I think anyone that came there would soon adjust very quickly to our way of life.
Well, it's a lot like here, it sounds like, as you said, except for the beaches.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, exactly. Being down on the coast, and that's the thing with Australia, basically a vast majority of our 20 million people, 22 million people that is the nation's population, is based around the coast. Inland Australia is very desolate and that type of thing. So all of our major capital cities are on the coast. I think it's actually a fact that Melbourne is the most inland capital city of any in the country. Australian rules football, which is played in our winter time basically, but their pre-season tends to start in around about February, so there's an opportunity to come and witness and experience some of those things. We have some world-class stadiums and things like that over there as well, and it's just a very laid-back lifestyle. Our big cities are busy. Melbourne, Sydney, they're big busy cities, much the same as you have here, your Chicago's, your New York's, your Los Angeles, that type of thing. But Des Moines, those sorts of regions around here locally, I think people would find Australia very similar, and with lots and lots of things to do. We're not a backward country, if that's a nice way of putting it. Our infrastructure's up to speed. Everything's as good. We're on the same level of technology, all that type of stuff. And you've only got to see this weekend here with the races to put it in a real clear-cut way. This is that Shane Stewart's doing very, very well, and he's running an Australian-built car. So our guys are our infrastructure. We're importing to the United States, all of that type of stuff as well. It's just a great country to live in and be a part of.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with David Mills, General Manager of the Premier Speedway, Warrnambool, Australia. Well, now tell me about the racing. You say it's a lot like that, and I look at your webpage, and you know, I see a lot of the same sponsors, Lucas
yep.
Oil. I guess if I go there, am I going to sort of feel at home at the track?
You would feel exactly at home. Probably the food would be a little bit different at the canteen, but certainly the racing, very, very similar. Short track, quarter mile, a lot of it in Australia, a couple of little bit bigger tracks. Sydney's a little bigger, and so is Perth at the Motorplex over there. But a lot of short track racing, very similar to California. We're a high bank quarter mile track. Jamie Veal, who's competing here at the Nationals this weekend, set our track record this past summer with a 9.967 second lap. So it's a fast racetrack, but the level of competition, like Donny Schott shipped his car out a couple of seasons ago and ran that same car that he ran with the Outlaws. Kerry Madsen's team, Canary Racing team, they'll ship their Outlaws equipment out and run those cars at our races as well. The racing is the same. The one big difference you'll see is you'll probably see more of it. You see more racing on a race night. It's not unfamiliar for our teams to qualify, run two heats each, and then run their main events through the course of a race night. Sydney has adopted the Outlaw format a little bit more with qualifying one heat and then their main events. But throughout a majority of the country, it's not unusual to see every competitor run two heats per night.
You say it's a fast track, but we like a lot of action. We like lot of passing and all of that. Is that the same?
Yeah, on any given night, and as long as the weather elements are with us, our ideal racetrack is to get it slick to the fence. That's the way we like it. We're the same as every other race fan going around the world, that one-lane freight train racing is not overly exciting. As awesome as these cars are in whatever division of speedway, if it's just follow the leader, well, you might as well just hand the guy the check who's starting on the front. But we like to see plenty of racing. As I said, we're a high bank track, so we like to see plenty of slide jobs, plenty of passing. That's our ultimate night. We don't always get it right, as do a number of tracks around the world, but our priority is to get that track nice and racy and get plenty of passing. And being such tight racing too, like when the classic final with 24 cars on a quarter mile track and getting them moving around with the world's best, you get plenty of passing and that type of thing. So that's something that I don't think anyone would be disappointed about on the right night.
Do you have a big event that we could sort of dream of going to, sort of like people come to dream of the Knoxville Nationals?
Absolutely. tonight's World Challenge Race, the Grand Annual Sprint Car Classic, which will be held on January 22 to 24, 2016, is a qualifier for that World Challenge Race. The past 2 years, it's had 121 cars and 106 cars at it. In 2014, we had 21 Americans come and compete in that race, and this past year in January we had 15. So it's our biggest, richest and most prestigious race in the country. Well, we feel anyway at Warrnambool. It's a 3-day event. There's two races in the lead up. We run Friday, Saturday and Sunday night. There's a race on Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday's at Avalon Raceway, which is just out of Melbourne, and Thursday night's at a little place called Mount Gambier, just over in the South Australian border. So there's, you can come down and do 5 nights racing straight. This coming January, we'll race again on the Tuesday night as well before a 3-night Australian Championship the following weekend. So we've got a very big calendar. But the Classic is the one we hang our hat on. It's a $30,000 to win race, over $200,000 in prize money over the 3 nights. The international competitors there, the very best Australians, the top-notch Australian teams that are here running in America at the moment will all be there. It's something we're very proud of and is a big part of our relationship with Knoxville Raceway and also the city of Knoxville.
All right, so we've just got to spread the word that those dates, again, are the days to be there, that big event. Can you tell me those dates?
Yep, January 22 to 24, Friday to Sunday. A great opportunity to come down. There's a big race in Sydney the weekend before the Scott Darley Challenge, some races after that. So if you, the month of January, if you log on to premierspeedway.com.au and check us out, the month of January is the month to be down to see the real top flight sprint car racing in Australia. And we'd welcome everyone to come out and visit us. The Australian people love having Americans come to visit us, and lots of accommodation options, plenty to see and do, and it'd be one heck of a vacation for anybody to come down and see us.
Well, it sounds like it in the perfect time of year, late January. Now, this interview is taking place on Friday, the Friday of the Knoxville Nationals.
Yep.
It's going to air on Monday. Can you share some of your impressions so far of the races you've seen?
Oh, look, I've been very fortunate in my role as general manager of Premier Speedway. This is about my 12th visit to Knoxville, so I've never left disappointed yet. Even nights when it's been rained out or whatever, I've never left disappointed with this place. And just to see the world's very best come here and compete, night in, night out, to see Shane Stewart be so dominant the other night and the passes he made in turn three, and the racing last night, the five guys battling for the win in the B main on the second qualifying night, and then the feature event. Then, of course, our thoughts and prayers go out to Kevin Swindell as well after last night's wreck. It's just everything that encompasses sprint car racing happens at Knoxville Raceway, and it's just a great event to be at. And I think that's the biggest similarity between the Knoxville Nationals and our Grand Annual Sprint Car Classic each January, is more than just a race. So many times you go to a racetrack and you see the green flag fall and then the checkered flag fall and you've got a winner and everyone goes home. We pride ourselves, as does Knoxville, on making it an event. To me, the Knoxville Nationals, and to put it in your terms, it'd be like going to a state fair for sprint car fans. That's what it's like, with all the merchandise trailers and all the forums and everything happening over at the Hall of Fame and all the events that happen here at the Hudson Dyer Hall throughout the course of the week. It's just one big fair for me, and I, as an Australian coming here, it's almost a privilege to come here and see the races at Knoxville each year.
Thanks to David Mills for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.